You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which invites you along on a journey to learn of mindful living, grow in mental health, and inspire through personal growth. In a world where we can often feel much stress and overwhelm, this podcast provides bite-sized tips and real talk conversations, empowering you to embrace mindfulness and nurture your full potential. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping others live life with peace of mind and ease of heart without losing their, well, you know. Here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 192 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. So if you view this podcast on YouTube, as opposed to listening to it on your favorite podcast platform, you'll notice that my face is slowly changing. This whole growing a human thing is a beautiful journey, and it's a beautiful experience. And parts of that experience include quickly running out of air, even when talking, and literally growing. So if you see either of those things happening, it's just the reality of it all. There's a lot of figurative growth as well. For my husband and me, it's wrapping our minds around being parents to not just one, but two humans, and trying to recall what it's like to take care of an infant again. People say it's like riding a bike, that it all comes back to you, but I guess we'll see. And for my son, it's growth in the sense that he's stepping into this new role of being a big brother to an actual human and not just to our puppy, who's about to turn four later on this month. And I'm so glad that my son is going to have the opportunity to have a sibling, because in my opinion anyway, siblings are one of the most special relationships that you can ever have. Regardless if you're either best friends or if at one point you were arch nemeses, it's still someone you get to experience life with and who grows up alongside you too. Funny enough, April 10th is National Siblings Day, and 2 days later, April 12th, is Only Child Day. And obviously, we only know what we know through our lived experiences. Me being the oldest sister of two younger brothers, one of whom is 2.5 years younger than me, and then the other is 10 years younger than me, I can tell you that the three of us had a fun childhood. The brother who's close in age with me, we grew up fighting mostly, out of love, of course. And now as adults, we connect over the memories, over social media memes, and over songs back from the 80s and 90s. We also connect in the stories where we used to blame things on our baby brother until he actually learned to talk, and then he couldn't take the blame anymore. The three of us really have some fun and great memories. And then being the parent to an only child for the last 10 years, I always felt kind of bad that he wouldn't have the same memories that I had, being that I have a sibling close in age with me. But as a family of three, we've gone on many vacations and we have such great experiences that perhaps would have been a little bit challenging to do as a family of four or five or larger. And now that he's going to be a big brother, granted, he's going to be 10 and a half years older than his younger sister, I still can't wait for him to learn how to take on the role of protector and guide to his little sister. Both of these experiences have shown me how much someone else could help ease the mental or physical burdens, how you could bounce off ideas or share thoughts, and how somehow reach a point to where you feel more supported, more elevated, and in some cases, even more loved. But really, it all comes down to having someone, your personal cheerleader, a role model, a trusted confidant. And as we navigate our journeys, it can be really easy to forget that we still can lean on people instead of carrying heavy burdens on our shoulders by ourselves. Personally, working with teens, with college-aged girls, and with moms, I often hear how people just feel bad leaning on someone else for help. And if I'm being honest with you, as I always am, I too have a hard time with this. Even right now, as I'm planning my baby shower, by choice because one, I can, and two, I'm an older mom, so it's not like this is my first rodeo. But my friends keep asking me what they can do to help. And I know that I need the help and I do want the help. But because I typically take care of things on my own, it really is a big challenge for me to really think about how they can actually help. So I'm working on that. And to a degree, we say that we are in a connected culture. We claim to be anyway, but sometimes I feel as though we don't know how to really embrace these true connections. And sometimes, especially when we're really busy or even in times of conflict, we simply forget to turn to others. And then we decide, subconsciously or consciously, to just carry the weight of our burdens on our own. Know that we must remember to invest in our personal growth. We need to also invest in our personal relationships. Leaning on others can help lighten our burdens. But how do we, or how can we, lean on others to lighten up our burdens? Well, think back to your scouting days or college days where you had to do a trust fall exercise. It was all about building confidence and strength for team members. That's the point of it all. Physically, we had to have faith that another person would catch us behind us. But over time, whether the doubt comes from it just being difficult, or whether the doubt comes from trusting others, or from being so accustomed to just leaning on yourself, it can sometimes be harder to fall. And it's scary because, yeah, you really don't know if someone's going to catch you. And you don't know if you're going to have to pick yourself up by yourself. But I'm here to encourage you to learn to lean, regardless of how old you are right now. Because just as we value the independence and solitude that we most often carry, we also should value support. Support, of course, is priceless, but some of the values lies in its benefits. And to see these benefits, you must first step out of the mindset of it takes a while to explain things to people, and for that, I'll just do things by myself. Because if you stay in that space, then yeah, you are going to be on your own doing things. And could you do things on your own? Well, of course you can. But leaning on others and asking for support could not only help release stress, but it can also lead to longer and happier lives. It can also lead to offering us diverse perspectives, to offering us new ways to solve conflicts. And it can be an emotional and practical pedestal to reach higher levels. Recognizing the value of support can also help us battle feelings of isolation and loneliness. And this is not just based off of personal experience, but it's based off stats. A CNN poll once stated that nearly one in four adults across the world reported feeling very lonely or fairly lonely. We recently spoke about the loneliness epidemic in episode 185. And then, following the CNN report, there was a Meta Gallup survey taken across 142 countries, which found that 24% of people aged 15 and older self-reported feeling fairly or very lonely when asked, "How lonely do you feel?" The survey also found that the rates of loneliness were highest in young adults, with 27% of young adults ages 19 to 29 reported feeling very or fairly lonely. My friends, isolation is a real crisis, and the feelings of loneliness can make it hard to reach out for support and do the things that bring us happiness. By recognizing the issue and choosing faith over demoralization, we can actually combat isolation. And know that seeking the value of support also means embracing the potential we have to change, because it shows that not every battle is meant to be fought alone. And when we value the idea of support, we can then shift our mindset and try to incorporate the next step, which comes down to the question, what if I want support, but I can't get myself to accept it? Well, there could be emotional barriers to that, which is the fear of expressing vulnerability or falsely believing that we'll look stupid or silly. We could have past experiences of trauma and pain that perhaps have made us feel that we can't lean on others. There also could be physical barriers, the inability to express ourselves in words or maybe reach out to a person because of distance. And there's also the false positive barrier where we think that withholding our thoughts or struggles of a loved one removes a burden of giving that to someone else, which at first sounds like a good plan because we don't want to make anyone that we care for worry more. I see a lot of that in the therapy room, but then it comes back to bite us. And there's also one of the biggest barriers, which is stigma. The idea that opening up to someone will make us look weak or that it shines a light on parts of ourselves that we have a hard time with or maybe aren't proud of. Know that when we see ourselves caught in these battles, it's first important to reframe our perspectives. We can recognize that vulnerability is actually a strength. We can challenge our insecurities by reminding ourselves that we're humans. And yes, humans do have fears and we do have shared anxieties as well. We can repurpose our need for approval by building on self-love, and we can redefine our view of perfectionism by accepting that mistakes are common and giving ourselves some grace. We have to remember, thinking back to the trust exercise that we referenced a little bit earlier on, that we have to put effort in building our relationships because the networks we build and the relationships we nurture have their own versions of trust falls. Starting counts as something. Please know that starting does count. And maybe you're just not fully ready to free fall around whoever it is that you have around, but you can lean a little, even if you're not falling completely. Opening up to a supportive network, whether it be family or friends, starting therapy for the first time, all of these things can mean that you're able to open up little by little and turn to open communication and to receiving assistance. And also celebrate that process because maybe the fall lands successfully and someone was able to catch you and lift you back up, or maybe they just didn't see the fall coming. Of course, in real life, it's not always easy to just laugh about it, but it does show you two different things. First, that trying is an accomplishment in and of itself. And second, that if all else fails, you can be the one to pick yourself back up, even if you were expecting differently. Remember that when it comes to building our relationships, any progress is progress, whether we take small steps to reach out for help, or whether we find new communities that might have these shared experiences, or maybe we just use that shoulder that's lent for us to cry on. All of these are milestones in our own personal growth, and they're an important part of the process that just don't have benefits for ourselves, but it also has benefits for those around us as then we build a community around each other. And maybe, by the way, when we talk about people not being able to catch us when we fall, think about we're all in different parts of our life journey. So sometimes those that we are entrusting this responsibility on, maybe they're experiencing pain, or maybe they're needing someone, or maybe they're silent because they don't know how to open up. Know that in an open space, you can create a stronger bond. And know that when you are honest and vulnerable, you can show mutual support. And this is where communication is key because we have to be able to communicate our needs and listen to someone else because they have needs too. So know that when you lean on someone, they can slowly learn that they too can lean on you. So, my friends, as we get comfortable with learning how to lean, we realize that we're now on the way to learning to uplift other people. We may be able to see more positive results. We may be able to come out more resilient and lessen stress and anxiety and have improved relationships. And just like we can learn to lean on others for support, we can also lean on them to celebrate our own wins and their wins as well. Having people around you that are happy for your wins and that can testify how far you've come and even remind you of how far you're able to go, all of that is a really special thing. And it first starts with you taking that first step of being vulnerable with others, of turning to others, and by creating deeper relationships with others. Know that it's never too late to ask for help or let someone know how much they mean to you. We go through a lot together. We've seen that, especially in the last 4 years. And know that we can also get through a lot together. seeking support, challenging barriers, building our relationships, and learning how to uplift each other all make some of the bad days, some of the hard days, a little brighter, a little easier, and they even make the good days better. I now invite you to join me on this short guided meditation. So, right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I ask you to take a full breath in and a deep breath out. And as you continue to breathe mindfully, bring to mind a moment or experience in your life where you did feel a deep sense of trust with someone. It could be a moment of connection with a loved one, or a time where you trusted yourself to overcome a challenge, or simply a moment of peace and contentment. Try to visualize this moment in as much detail as possible, really allowing yourself to fully immerse in the feelings of trust. And as you recall this memory and hold on to this memory, reflect on the qualities that allowed you to trust in that moment. Maybe it was your sense of acceptance, of understanding, or of unconditional love. Whatever it may be, allow yourself to appreciate and honor these qualities within yourself. We sometimes overlook the things that we ourselves can offer others. And when we do that more easily, we can then appreciate and honor those qualities in those around us. So turn your attention inward at this moment and focus on cultivating trust within yourself. Trust in your abilities, trust in your intuition, trust in your inherent wisdom. Trust that you have the strength and resilience to navigate whatever challenges come your way. Know that you carry the sense of trust within you for yourself and for others at all times, and know that you can return to it whenever you need to feel grounded and centered on your own, and you can return to it to trust that others can provide this space for you as well. As always, friends, remember, in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next time.